USA Radio News with USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump had a heated exchange with NBC reporter Peter Alexander during the coronavirus briefing, telling the newsman he should be ashamed of himself.
I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say. I think it's a very nasty question, and I think it's a very bad signal that you're putting out to the American people. The American people are looking for answers, and they're looking for hope. And you ought to get back to reporting instead of sensationalism. Let's see if it works. It might, and it might not. I happen to feel good about it. But who knows? I've been right a lot. Let's see what happens.
Trump was angered after Alexander asked whether he was giving Americans a false sense of hope with his optimism about a malaria drug's potential use in response to the coronavirus.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Supreme Court reported that the nine justices are healthy and trying to stay that way. They held their regularly scheduled private conference with some of the justices participating remotely, and those who were in the building did not engage in the tradition of shaking hands. The court plans to issue opinions Monday in cases argued during the fall and winter without taking the bench. The last time that happened was when the court decided Bush versus Gore late in the evening of December 12, 2000, settling the 2000 presidential election in favor of Republican George W. Bush. Six of the nine justices are 65 and older and at a higher risk of getting very sick from the coronavirus, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It is official. Tom Brady is no longer a New England Patriot, as the six-time Super Bowl champion quarterback signed a two-year contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, embarking on a new football journey, getting a guaranteed contract of $50 million, including $10 million in signing bonuses and $15 million in signing bonuses and $15 million in salary for 20.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A former federal official stormed off a news channel interview. USA's Chris Barnes has that story.
The former director of FEMA under President Obama, Craig Fugate, was not happy with how his point of view on the coronavirus outbreak response was being characterized during an interview yesterday on MSNBC. He got up and left that live interview with anchor Katie Turr right in the middle of it.
Craig, you want to sit down and respond to this? I guess Craig has left.
In a tweet posted right after he left the set, Fugate apologized to anchor Turr and the MSNBC audience, saying, quote, "At the point that I'm not helping, it's time to step back," adding, "I was never good at the talking head thing anyway. This is too critical of a time to let emotions get in the way. My apologies to you and your audience." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Scripps National Spelling Bee now won't be held as scheduled because of the coronavirus, meaning years of preparation by some of the country's top spellers could go for naught. Scripps cited state and federal recommendations against large gatherings as it canceled plans to hold the contest during the week of May 24th. Scripps said it would try to reschedule for later this year but did not commit to a new date. It is possible the Spelling Bee will not be held at all this year. The Scripps Spelling Bee began in 1925, and this year's, if it happens, would be the 93rd. The contest was not held from 1943 to 45 because of World War II. For USA Radio News,